News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, the boss of Next in the UK has warned there's been a dramatic fall in the number of entry-level job opportunities in the UK. And it raises the question whether that is because employers find it more difficult to hire young staff, or whether or not young staff don't perform the way they once did. To answer the second question, we have Noel Cunningham, hotelier and ambassador for Harvey's Point in Donegal. But first, Julie Galbraith, employment law expert and chief business officer at Arrakis Insurance. Julie, is it just too complicated and difficult to hire young part-time staff?
Good morning, how are you? I would say the short answer is no. Like, there are certainly additional considerations for employers when they're hiring young people. When we talk about young people for employment law considerations, we're talking about people aged 16 and 17. There are additional considerations, in particular in terms of how they must work in terms of rosters, start times and finish times. But in essence, they're not overly difficult. They're not overly cumbersome. And there are nuances for an employer in hiring someone who's aged 16 or 17. For example, that would be 70% of the standard adult minimum wage is all that is required to be paid to someone at that level. So that's €9.91 per hour. So that's already a saving for an employer. The other thing to consider is, albeit that most workers can work an average of 48 hours per working week, averaged over a 2 or 4 month period, younger people can only work 40 hours in any 7 day period. They can't work before 6 a.m. and they shouldn't work after 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night, depending on whether or not it's a school night or not the next day. So there are considerations there. But equally, I would say from in practice, working with many employers and in Arrakis, we would ensure many employers in Ireland in retail, food and beverage, childcare, construction, from small employers to really big ones, they are crying out for skilled workforces. And I was with a construction company yesterday, a large Irish construction company. They're so focused on ensuring a skilled employee pipeline that they're not just working with students in university, but they're also actually going into secondary schools, telling students in secondary schools what it's like to work on a construction site, what it's like to work in the office,
well,
the number of different roles
that are
there.
Let's figure out if that's a good way to go. Noel Cunningham is with us. Noel, obviously you're in an industry that tends to have an awful lot of young employees as its bedrock. Is it worth hiring young employees? Are they any use?
100%, because we have, and a lot of hoteliers and hospitality outlets all over the country will say the same, we have had the most extraordinary and still have the most extraordinary young people. And funny what your contributor there is on in terms of the legal sides and the drawbacks there. There's a very important point there to note. The job the parent can do in the home, because you know what? We have to train our children for what lies ahead, for the big bad world out there. And spare me from interfering parents who are going to question what ours the children are doing, and oh, can they have a day off? They have a friend's birthday party or whatever. Children need to be groomed and prepared for working. You know, you have young people coming into the industry and they don't know, you know, what a mop is. They don't know how to clean a table. You know, they have to be a little bit of that going on in the home, that children have to be prepared and said, right, it's a big bad world out there. You know, you're going to have to go. You're going to have to work hard. The benefits for the young people are extraordinary. I see young people blossom. They become confident. You know, they have social skills that they didn't have. You know, and even on that, you know, parents to teach their child how to greet an employer on the first day, you know, how to look at them in the eye, how to shake their hand, how to speak to them, hello, to lose. It's all part of, you know, young people developing and going on in some cases to make a career out of the places they had part-time jobs. And parents forget that a lot of employers, managers and owners, they themselves are parents, and they will be very respectful and very helpful. And yes, sometimes they'll be a little bit hard on young people, but they have to be, you know, that's part of life.
All right,
you know,
no.
So Let me put this out for parents to
see if there's consensus behind you. 53106 if you have a viewer, 087 1400 106. No, lovely to talk to you as ever. Have a gorgeous bank holiday weekend in the wonderful surroundings of Harvey's Point. Likewise, big thank you to Judy Galbraith, employment law expert and chief business officer at Arica's Insurance.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.